Well, talking about things like wildfires and everything along those lines, I mean, we're subject to a crazy winter this year that's kind of pushed a few things back a little bit, but in terms of maybe what would be on the calendar. But definitely it is time of the year to be thinking about when we get outside, and maybe we're going to be thinking about going to camp and those kinds of things, and lots of items that we need to worry about. What are some of the key things that the DNR is letting folks know about?
Well, always know that it is, you know, the dangerous period is between the snow melting and the green up, or when grass is greener. Those grass and leaves that are on the ground that are dried from last year, and the tree limbs and things that have fallen over the winter, all of those things are still pretty brittle, and they make really good fuel.
One of the key issues is that stuff will go real quick if it is dried out.
Right. You need to make sure it's safe to burn in the area where you're at. You should check, the burn permit hotline or website. It's michigan.gov/burn permit, and make sure that burning is allowed in your area. It's done by a county-by-county basis and then broken down by township.
I would imagine that there's also a little bit of, common sense to it that, you know, if we've had a dry spell or whatever reason, everything melted and then it gets dry, give it a little bit of that check with the DNR, do the burn permit kind of thing, because it probably, I'm going to guess, that doesn't need to be as dry as you may think for it to be a hazardous time to burn.
No, it really doesn't. Those things that are on the ground do make really good fuel, and they don't take much to be dry, and a good gusty wind will take things too far.
Yeah, we know that's also an issue. You know, when it comes to doing these kinds of burning, I mean, a lot of people are also doing recreational fires, those kinds of things, but they're also clearing brush, things like that. What do people need to be aware of at this time of year when they're thinking about clearing up their camp or their beach or something like that?
Well, they should always make sure that they build fires away from trees or debris that could ignite if embers did escape. They should always make sure to have water, a bucket of water or a hose nearby. The comment, you know, make it muddy has been used quite a bit. You never want to walk away from a fire outdoors while it's burning. You want to make sure that the embers are cold to the touch. If you can't touch them, then you really can't walk away from them.
Yeah, that's a good piece of advice there. You know, and also when you're looking for things, you should be aware of, I'm assuming, what the forecast is going to call for, especially if it's going to be windy.
Oh, yes. Wind is huge. It definitely can take things from not too bad to really bad really quickly.
So for someone that's thinking about, you know, once we get out of some of the dampness from some of the snow, unfortunately, late season snow and that sort of thing, we get into this season of cleaning up brush and that sort of thing. What should they do? You mentioned the website, get in touch with the DNR. What's good protocol here right now for people to follow?
Just those two things, pretty much. If they check the website and make sure that things are, you know, that it's safe to burn, and then keeping, you know, things away from trees and debris that could ignite if it, you know, embers escaped. Just being very, very mindful. There's also a couple of links on our website that are good for fire prevention, just to be mindful of things.
And the website is?
Michigan.gov/DNR.